Hello and welcome to Off the Water, the official podcast from RYE Scotland, the governing body for sailing, windsurfing and recreational boating across Scotland. I'm Mark and I'm joined today by my fellow comms buddy Philippa to introduce an exciting topic for the podcast this month.
Hello, yes, well, I'm hoping so. Today is all about student sailing, which means we'll be taking a closer look at the number of different opportunities on the water across the different Scottish unis.
Nice. Well, it sounds like there's plenty of variety and it'd be good to find out more from those at the heart of it all.
Absolutely. In today's episode, I sat down with two members of the Scottish Student Sailing Committee, Louis and Stuart, whilst in the midst of their team racing qualifier weekends. It was great to get along to one of these recent race weekends at Bardowie as well to get a closer look at some of the action and hear from people on the day.
Yeah, I bet it was good fun. Team racing is great to watch. Plenty of getting on and off the water, tight, close racing, and a great friendly atmosphere ashore. So looking forward to this. Thanks very much for getting out there and seeing what's happening.
Definitely. No, I'm sure it'll be a good one. Hello, Louis. Hello, Stuart. It's really nice to have you both joining us today on Off the Water. It'll be a really good chance, I'm sure, to take a bit more of an in-depth look at how the Scottish student sailing scene happens, both to hear a little bit more about what the offering is there, as well as the different types of sailing that you guys cover. But perhaps a good place to start to hear about how this all comes together logistically is to hear a little bit more about your own journeys and your own roles within Scottish student sailing and your own university committees. So, yeah, best place to start, perhaps. Let's hear more from you.
So, my name is Louis Hopkins-Cook. I'm the current SSS chair, and I'm also the Commodore at the University of Strathclyde Sailing Club. I've been on the Strathclyde committee now for 3 years and the SSS committee for 2 years. So yeah.
Hiya, I'm Stuart Farmer. I am bosun on the Edinburgh committee. I've been on the Edinburgh committee now for 3 years. And this is my first year on the SSS committee and also my first year on the PUSA committee. And that's sort of a joint role where I sort of help communicate things between BUSA and Scotland.
Perfect. And so for someone who maybe doesn't know, BUSA, that is the British University Sailing Association. So with your particular role, how would you describe that sort of position, you know, sitting almost between the two bodies there? Has that been a bit of a learning curve stepping into that role?
Yeah, I think it's really cool because I get a bit of an input on what's kind of happening across Britain with university sailing. And I can take all the ideas from Scotland and from our Scottish SSS meetings, and I can pass that on to the British committee. And yeah, it's just really cool. And it's just sort of, it's cool just sort of being that link between Britain and Scotland, and also just sort of being from Scotland. We kind of do a lot of things ourselves, and it's cool to be able to implement some of their things, but as well as sort of having our things in Scotland that are ours. And I think that's really cool.
Amazing, thank you for that. And yeah, I suppose it's interesting as well to hear a little bit about your own backgrounds and maybe what that journey was like for you. You guys, you know, as part of your own university sailing clubs before stepping into committee positions, and what your own sailing experience was like before you even arrived at uni.
Should we go first, Louis?
Sure. So I started sailing when I was about six, an ex-sailing club all the way down south in Devon. Sailed Fevers, Lasers, and then RS200s. Did quite a lot of instructing and then came to university really, really wanting to get involved with sailing up here. It was lockdown at the time, so our first year of university sailing, we did a lot of VR racing and things like that on Zoom. And then, yeah, in second year, it all kicked off properly and got involved with the team racing. And yeah, then really, really, really enjoyed it.
Very nice. No, it's always interesting because I feel like sailing can be such a wide-ranging sport that you can't ever, you know, assume what someone's experience has been in. So no, it's nice to hear that. And what about yourself, Stuart? What was your sort of sailing background looking like before uni?
Yeah, so I actually learned to sail with the Scouts when I was probably about 11, 12. And then really enjoyed it, got into the Scottish sailing circuit, started off in Toppers, did some stuff there, sailed 29ers for a while, did some stuff with the Scottish squad, which was really cool. And then had done a bit of cruising in yachts before uni, came to uni, first year, decided I'd try get on the committee early, and got in as the first year rep at Edinburgh, and that was cool. Got insight into the committee in first year. And started off team racing straight away. I was the first year after COVID, so I got lucky. And did my first real bit of yacht sailing last year at the SCS keelboating event that Louis organized, and then went down south, did bucks yachting, and yeah, it's really cool. And I'm doing a lot more sailing than I would have otherwise, I think.
Ah, brilliant. And yeah, touching on the team racing there and the dinghies and then some of the yacht racing as well. For someone who maybe doesn't know, what exactly is on offer within the student sailing scene here in Scotland in terms of the different types of sailing you can get stuck into?
It's sort of a better question is what we don't offer now is because we're offering so much. So obviously what the team racing, the SSS leagues, as well as things like champs, and then there are various sort of individual events as well. There's match racing, there's an SSS match racing every year. And we also now run a British Keelboat League qualifier for Scottish universities as well as a women's teams racing event and a fleet racing event as well. Have I missed anything there, Stuart?
No, I think you got it all. But we also do send down an SSS team to go compete in yachting down south. So we've got keelboating up in Scotland where we do some 707 stuff, which people that don't know is sort of a 4 or 5 person keelboat with a symmetric spinnaker. But also down south, there is bucks yachting. So 8 person teams with an asymmetric spinnaker sailing around for a week, racing each other. It's really cool.
Ah, nice. And I suppose you both touched on it there as well. Obviously, Stuart, you said, you know, you didn't realise how much sailing you might be doing when you got to uni, doing maybe more even than you had done before. And Louis, you mentioning there, you know, it's more a question of what don't we do rather than what do we do. Would you say for some people that maybe have already had a bit of sailing experience before joining up to their university clubs, sailing at uni has really opened doors in the sense of what type of sailing they've gone on to do now, whether that is, you know, the big boat stuff, as some people might be calling it. You know, they maybe hadn't tried that at their home club before, or hadn't been aware of what the opportunities look like within that kind of discipline before heading off to uni.
Yeah, so I went and did SSS keelboating last year, and that was my first sort of actual like yachting racing event. And then went down big bucks yachting, and that was my first big boat racing event. And I actually, through those, I actually found 707 teams at Port Edgar, and I ended up spending most of my summer racing 707s. And it's something I probably, like you said, probably wouldn't have found myself doing, because I thought big boat sailing was boring. And actually, I think bucks yachting is probably the most fun event I've done yet.
And yeah, just add to that, people who are thinking of coming to university and getting involved with the sailing, you don't have to be a hardcore racer to get involved. I mean, we're running more and more development stuff. So maybe you haven't team raced before. We're running development weekends to, you know, show those skills to new sailors, as well as all kinds of different things. You know, obviously there's an issue with boats and things, so we're running bosun days to make sure boats are kept up to scratch and all these sorts of things. So
I think actually building on that, most of the people that come to uni haven't team raced before uni. Everybody has done all their fleet racing, and that's cool, but I also think that lots of people that come to uni, they see team racing and they just can't get enough of it, because it's just completely different, and suddenly it feels like even more of like a real team sport. Like it's into like you've got 3 boat teams, and I think it feels really cool, like growing up thinking I want to do like a team sport, but I also like sailing, and finding something that sort of mixes the two, I just think is a really cool opportunity for people of all skill levels, really, as well, because a lot of people on our teams are actually new to sailing when they came to Edinburgh as well. So I think it really opens doors for people. And I think a lot of people that were maybe, so like myself, I wasn't particularly fast when it came to fleet racing, but it's just such a different style of racing that I think everybody can find a place in their team that sort of means that they can compete at the highest level without necessarily being the fastest or the best fleet racer. I think is really cool.
Definitely. As well, a lot of the individual university clubs, they offer sort of RWA training courses as well, sort of day skippers, power boats, and sort of other courses. So there's always a chance to upskill and things if you're not into racing. And so, yeah, there is something for everyone.
Absolutely. No, thank you. Thank you for that insight. And you know, what strikes me hearing it all is, wow, the organisation that must go into all of that. So obviously we've had some of these league team racing qualifier weekends happening just in the last few weeks or so, and there's plenty in that, and there's plenty of roles that are all essential in making sure that everything runs smoothly. you know, people on the water, people off the water on the day, and all of these committees that are getting their heads together in the run-up. Could you give us a wee insight maybe into, I suppose, firstly, what a university committee looks like in the run-up to hosting one of these events, and also what that process is like and what that relationship is like with Scottish Student Sailing as a committee as well?
Yeah, so I think it's awesome. So I've obviously watched the last two unfold, and it's so rewarding when you see it all pay off. And I suppose when it comes to sort of the communication we've had, is that started way back in August. Sort of actually from the get-go, the venues, the boats, ribs, all that. The club provides the manpower, and they're the ones putting in most of the effort on the ground. Really, the role from Scottish Student Sailing is just to help where we can. We'll organise the racing, and that's awesome. But outside of that, we'll just try and make it as easy for everybody and just make sure that we're getting things planned early enough that hopefully it just doesn't become too stressful for anyone, because it's supposed to be fun. And that's why we're all here. And we're all here because it's fun, because we all want to get on the water and we all want to get racing. And I like to think that we make it as easy for our host club as possible. And it's by no means easy, as I'm sure Louis will tell you. But from the club's perspective, running up to an event, it's getting all the volunteers in. What I think from Strathclyde tomorrow, you've got, 40 people coming down, including some people from teams to come make sure the event's set up?
Yeah, we've got 45 people coming on Saturday morning. So we've got 30 sailors, 5 teams worth of people. And then we've got 15 or so volunteers coming as well. So, yeah, there'll be all sorts of things in Saturday morning, getting boats in the water, getting ribs ready, getting all the spares ready for when things inevitably break, and getting the race office ready, getting the food ready as, you know, sailors turn up, bacon sandwiches and that sort of thing. And then there's also the social planning. So there's socials both evenings. So there's a dress up this Friday evening, and then Saturday evening there'll be a Kaylee as well. So it's a really good event, you know, from start to finish. And yeah, it is hard work to organise, but it's really worth it when you see everyone enjoying it as much as you are. So yeah.
Yeah, I think certainly the overall from the last two events, I haven't seen many people going away not smiling. And I'm sure it's going to be the same thing this weekend. I think we're going to have awesome wind. I think the Kaylee is going to be awesome. I'm excited for this weekend. I think it's going to go really well.
Wonderful. And really nice to hear, I guess, the team effort that really does go into it. You know, 40-something, that's a lot of people right there, you know, that are really putting the effort in, getting stuck in ahead of these events, not to mention on the day. In terms of some of the roles that you can break that down into, I know that, I mean, obviously I was along at your second team race qualifier weekend recently, and you've got your kitchen team, you've got your beach masters, you've got people driving the ferry boats back and forward. It was really nice to chat to some of them, but could you give us a wee taster here at the moment of just what some of these roles look like?
Yeah, so we lose one person and basically the whole thing falls apart. So, for example, the beach master makes sure teams who are drinking tea in the clubhouse get to the pontoon on time, get out and get to their race in time. And that keeps the races flowing. So every 3 minutes there's a start, and it makes sure there's no break in that. So that's a very important role. And then you've got the start boat who keep the starts going, and then the finish boat who are recording all the results. And then you've got the pontoon master and the damage officer who make sure people get in the correct boats when they get out to the pontoon, and also make sure if there's any damages that they can be fixed quickly so the boats can go straight back out on the water again. Anything you want to add to that, Stuart?
Yeah, I just think it's funny you should ask, because so if we go back maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and we're talking through Strathclyde's list of volunteers, it's funny because we break it down and it's actually like the difference between having 9 people there on the day and 11 people there on the day is like night and day, because suddenly you're combining roles and people are suddenly have a massive workload that it's just basically unmanageable, and it makes the day clunky. And there just is no small role at an event weekend. Everybody is there from the host club at 7:30 in the morning, and they don't leave until 5 o'clock at night, if not later. They put in a massive effort. And honestly, the event just wouldn't happen without every single one of them. And I think that even from the people in the kitchen, right, it might sound like a nice job, but they're feeding the entire event. They're making sure all the volunteers are fed. Like, it's just, it's awesome.
Oh, wow. It's great to hear that and nice to show that appreciation as well when something is so volunteer-centric. And as I mentioned, it was lovely to get along to a race weekend myself and a great opportunity to get chatting to some of the volunteers and hear a little bit more from them about their roles.
I'm Jen. I'm normally teaching beginners at the club, but this weekend I'm in charge of the kitchen.
Hi, I'm Eugene. I'm just a normal member of the uni sailing club and I'm in charge of the kitchen. So yesterday we made a bolognese, like a beef bolognese for meat eaters and a veggie bolognese with corn. And yeah, today we're just doing chili, so it's basically the same things, but a little bit variation to keep it exciting. A little bit spicy, yeah.
Is it clear from your perspective, seeing everyone coming off the water, how big a role this actually plays in this weekend? Definitely.
Yeah, I think it hits you hard when it's in the morning and everyone's coming in and just there's a massive queue for like bacon rolls and just
breakfast.
Especially
when it's so cold, having a hot meal in the middle of the day just really boosts your energy for the sailing.
Also nice to see that everyone's using the reusable cups. Has that been quite a deliberate decision?
Yes. Back in the day, we used to always buy lots and lots of cups. And over the weekend, when you've got 150 people, it's just so much waste. So we've decided to just bring your own flask, bring your own mug. And then if you don't have one, we can offer you one. So a lot more sustainable.
So I'm Alexandra and I'm from Glasgow Uni.
And obviously we're here at Bardowie SSS2. You've had a number of hats on today. What sort of things have you been doing to help out?
So yeah, I've just sort of been the extra helper that if anyone needs a break, I just sort of hand in. So I started off in kitchen, then I was on start boat, I was on finish boat, and then I ended up being damage officer. So literally just helping when anyone needed a break and filling in all those extra roles just to make everything run smoothly.
Nice. And what is it that makes you give up your time to actually make these events, you know, run?
Well, I guess I was in all these sailors' positions. I've been in teams for 2 years previously, so like I know all the hard work all the helpers put in. So this year, I mean, I'm not on teams, so I guess when I've got free time and free weekend, I can come and help out and yeah, enjoy helping the club.
I'm Ailey, I'm from Glasgow Uni.
Amazing. And what's your role been today here at Bardowie?
Beach master. So it's like organising all the teams to get out to their races on time, get ferried across to the pontoon.
So a pretty important role.
Yeah. Make sure everyone's on time.
Absolutely. And is it sometimes a bit challenging when the conditions don't always play ball, or what's the sort of main challenge?
I think main challenge is probably like when it's windy and races are going fast, and then between the leagues you're swapping all the letters and things and changing people's race schedules, so that's probably a bit the most stressful bit.
It was great to hear from just some of those who are giving up their time to find out more about the volunteer setup, but I suppose in some ways as well, realising that it maybe can be a bit of a challenge sometimes around sourcing the number of volunteers that you actually need. And as well, I suppose in most university sports, there will also be a bit of a challenge, I guess, within the high degree of turnover that you get from those who are graduating and often moving on. So I guess what I'm really asking is, while in sailing you are lucky that you do have a lot of dedicated alumni still around, is there ever a worry there about volunteer fatigue?
I think there's always a challenge getting the people there. But however, I do think the people that show up are people that want to be there. It's really cool in Scotland that I think everybody at the events from any part of the club is there because they want their club to do well. And they know that if their club puts on a good event, it looks good on them ultimately as well. People are there because they like sailing. People are there because they want to do it for their clubs. And I think that, yeah, okay, sometimes it can be difficult to find volunteers, but actually when push comes to shove, I think the sailors in Scotland do show up.
Definitely. We've got volunteers who are sort of in their, you know, 50s, 60s and 70s who say, oh, we went to Strathclyde and we sailed in the Strathclyde team and they're still coming back and helping us. But yeah, it is always a thing, new volunteers, making sure we've got new volunteers coming in and holding on to alumni and things. I mean, even things like, so for a lot of our events, we have to tow boats. So we have a series of triple stackers, put fireflies on and sort of lugging them from one end of Scotland to the other. And that's quite a big task in itself. You know, you need a car, obviously, with a tow bar and it takes so much time to do. And yeah, we're really grateful for anyone who's willing to help out. It really, really, really makes it all happen.
Yeah, I think the amount of towing is a really good point. Like you'll lose an entire afternoon, if not a whole day, to towing sometimes. But not only from the uni perspective, but it's also, we're really lucky that we've got umpires that come to these events and they get nothing out of it except for the fact that they knew they enjoyed it when they came. And so, like, at every event, including this one, we will have had 8 umpires and a PRO and an ARO that are all coming, not because they're part of unis, but because they want the sailing to happen. And that's pretty cool too. And for some of these guys, it's their lifetime. Like, they'll come year after year after year.
Absolutely. And I think that's a very valid point. It was also great at that recent race weekend that I attended to chat to James Logan, who is University of Edinburgh alumni, to hear a little bit more from his perspective.
Yeah, my name's James Logan. I'm the PRO at the event today. I've been the PRO for all of the leagues for SSS this year. So primary race officer, my job is to basically manage the racing on the day to make sure everything is in place that should be in place that the students have set up before, to act as like a technical delegate to help with any technical queries. And then on the day, it's a balance of like safety and making sure the volunteers know what's happening and making sure the racing runs efficiently and quickly overall for all the competitors. Yeah, it's kind of multifaceted, I guess. But because I've been around for a while, I've got experience on my side as well as knowledge of the subject. It just means that I can see mistakes happening before they happen. I can anticipate things happen. And there's a lot to consider when running a sailing event in general. A fleet racing event is complicated enough. A team racing event, there's all this extra shenanigans going on that you need like technical knowledge of how that works. So I also have done umpiring, I've done the racing myself, and then a lot of race management. So I've kind of got 3 angles on it of what needs to happen. And by being around, I can obviously help students learn that information if they want to do it themselves. Currently trying to encourage more people to come along and help. I was helped by an alumni student, Rod, this weekend. And if I can pass on some information to them, it means that there is kind of continuation going forward of people with that expertise.
And so with a notion of succession planning sort of coming to the fore there, are handovers and intentional training sessions within certain skilled positions becoming a priority for you guys, perhaps within race official roles or bosun roles, for example?
Yeah, so with the bosuns, obviously we're trying to run bosun days and inviting not just the bosuns along, but other people in the club who may be younger and maybe keen to help with the boat maintenance to make sure the boats all stay up to the correct standard. And then there are a series of courses for umpires as well to train up new umpires. And often there's money available. So Strathclyde got some money, I think, a year ago to pay for some umpire courses. And SSS is looking at the same sort of thing to ensure we've got that continual, you know, upskilling of new people who are keen to help out. And it's not a financial burden on them.
Ah, great. No, it's really nice to hear all the development training opportunities that you've got on the go. And maybe I suppose then taking it right back from events once again and more to that sort of general Scottish student sailing offering that you spoke a little bit about there, Louis, about development there right at the beginning. And speaking to a few representatives from the different university clubs, it sounds like numbers are going up, you know, in that beginner section as well. And so is it quite nice to see some of your racers actually sharing their knowledge in that capacity to people who are maybe getting on the water potentially for the first time?
Definitely, yeah. It's really great to see. I think actually this year Strathclyde doubled its number of beginners at the beginning of the year, which is great to see. And it's what we have had a few of in the last number of years is people who have come as beginners. And you start off and you'll be put in a boat with someone experienced, an experienced team racer maybe, and they'll show you the ropes quite literally. And then they might join teams. So we've had people join teams who never sailed before. And then this becomes their life, becomes their social life, which is really great to see. And then after uni, they go on and continue pursuing sport, which is, yeah, great to see.
Yeah, we definitely see the same thing at Edinburgh. Like, we've really sort of increased our overall club membership, but also mainly our beginners in the last sort of 2 years. And we had tasters at the start of the year, and I think we had over 100 people there each day, which is just so many people to have on the water. But it's so cool, just like, we want to take more people on the water, but actually it isn't the demand that's not there, it's the actual capacity to get people on the water. We're already at max capacity. And what I think is really cool is, like Louis was saying, like, people that come as beginners and our old secretary was one. She was racing in our team for the last 2 years of uni. And the person that crews in my boat now, she was a beginner last year. And I think it's really cool just how you can come to uni having never sailed and find yourself at the top end of uni sailing.
Wow, no, it's really great to hear that, and really nice to have your insight into Edinburgh and Strathclyde there. That's fantastic. And I think the model there that's there in Scottish student sailing from that beginner perspective as well is really exciting. And obviously we've touched on some of the league setup too for team racing, just to give an example. But it seems like while there is a very competitive environment in there, it's also a very positive environment, very welcoming, very friendly. And, you know, what I'm gathering from everything you've mentioned so far is that sailing does sort of become a big portion of people's lives.
It is definitely a very tight-knit community. I can't speak for other sports, obviously, but it is really nice when, you know, we've got these events and all the clubs come together and you see all your other friends from all your other unis, and it's a really tight-knit group. Like, it's nice to see Stuart, and we have a good laugh, don't we, Stuart? And yeah, so it's a really, really good community. Everyone really looks after each other. And I know if one of the university clubs has got a problem, we'll always try and help them out, and vice versa. So I know we hosted Bucks Fleets earlier in the year, and, you know, we needed a bit of help with a few different things like towing, and all the other university clubs were really, really helpful to us. So we were very, very grateful.
Yeah, I think on top of that, it's also, I think in Scotland, we've got like a really sort of like family feel. And I think when we go down south to events, certainly all the Scottish universities, like Lou was saying, are all looking out for each other. And if something were to go wrong there, or suddenly other people needed lifts to the sailing club and stuff, we'll all help out each other.
No, it's brilliant to hear. And it sounds as though this very much is the product of people coming together over a shared interest, having something in common, and creating a really, really nice, positive space, I guess, to make great things happen. And it was wonderful to get that extra insight at the recent race qualifier weekend I attended from chatting to the kitchen team, who touched on, obviously, the sustainability element and trying to reduce single-use plastic and encouraging people to bring their own cups and be a little bit more green wherever possible. Is that quite a conscious effort, then, that's being made within the university sailing scene to try and make a positive impact?
Most of the clubs are part of the Green Blue Challenge, actually.
I know that Dundee are really good at it, and Dundee do like a bi-weekly beach clean. And I know that at Bardowie, they've always sort of had a rule for bringing your own mugs, and they hate disposable cups. And if you want a coffee or something, you have to bring your own mug.
We've done a few beach cleans at Strathclyde as well, and made them joint welfare socials as well, which is quite a nice Sunday afternoon activity.
Ah, brilliant. No, it's wonderful to hear that. And yeah, lovely, lovely to hear that there are active efforts being made in that area, looking ahead to the future, obviously. And I guess, yeah, on that notion of looking forward to the future within your own university committees and within the Scottish student sailing scene as a whole, there's plenty to be getting excited about when it comes to the future. You've obviously got the Boozer playoffs up in Scotland this year, which is a pretty exciting event to be hosting. Are your sights set on that as a big weekend to come?
Yeah, it's about the sailors, and it's about making sure that everybody that goes on the water has a good day. And I think that sort of playoffs in the past 2 years, there hasn't been socials. And normally when you go down to playoffs, you sort your own accommodation. But we're running socials. I think we've got a Kaylee planned and maybe a pub quiz as well. And I think we're organising hosting for all the sailors. And I think it's going to be a really good event. And we're excited to sort of have everybody back up. And yeah, I think it should be really good.
No, brilliant. I'm sure it will be a great weekend. And yeah, Louis, I guess from your perspective as well, are there any sort of final words you'd like to add?
Yeah, so we've got plenty still coming up. SSS Women's at the end of the month. And then we've got SSS Keelboating and SSS Champs in March. Champs this year is being hosted by St Andrews. So we'll look forward to that. That's sort of the big team racing event of the year in Scotland. And then there's the Bucks events down south. So Bucks Yachting, Bucks Match Racing, and then finals for those who will be going on to that as well. So yeah, lots going on. And yeah, looking forward to it all.
Brilliant. Well, thank you again to both of you for joining us on today's episode. It's been fantastic to hear more from your perspectives. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Well, there's a lot going on amongst the students. At this time of year, when it's a bit cold, they've still got a really busy calendar of qualifiers, leagues, training, and all the structures that go behind it to keep their fleet alive. I really enjoyed listening to the mix of voices this week and the drive the student sailors have.
Oh yes, absolutely. It was great to hear directly from the people at the heart of it all. I've definitely got a lot of respect for everything that goes into it.
I know there's a lot of kit, there's the volunteer bosuns, there's all the officials they need to run the team racing, the ribs, the galley hands, they were great. I love the galley hands, giving us a little bit of an insight into the warm bacon rolls and the chilli when they come off the water. And of course, the Kayleigh organisers and the social, making it a really wide-ranging team off the water, while the actual team racing itself so fast-paced and, as noted, really accessible to those starting out in sailing as they start to crew for those uni teams. It's friends for life, transferable skills, and ultimately some top memories for those individuals.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely is the case, and really, really enjoyed getting the insight from Louis and Stuart today.
Well, if you're inspired, you can keep up with the student sailing scene on Scottish Student Sailing social media accounts or in the individual university clubabouts. You might also be an alumni who've been to university and might think, oh, that was really good fun, because they're probably looking for a hand one way or another. So you might be able to hand on some of your skills.
Yep, absolutely. If you've been inspired by some of today's stories and fancy volunteering yourself, then do get in touch with them through the Scottish Student Sailing website.
Thanks, Philippa, for getting out and finding out what's going on in the world of student sailing. And until next time, we'll listen out on Off the Water.